It says in the Bible that God gives us 70 and sometimes 80 years if we're strong. He gave my Aunt Vivian on my dad's side 103 years, and she smoked every day of her life. It is different for all of us. God decided to take my son Donnie at 37 years old. It doesn't seem right for the children to go before us. God knows that we are angry with him when this happens, and sometimes we lose faith in him. One day while I was reading one of my prayer books, I came upon this prayer that said, "If you go to the heart of your questions, fear, and confusions, and all that troubles you, you will find that God is in that place." This last year or so has been very hard for me at times. I always remember Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't depend on your own understandings. Seek his will in all that you do, and he will direct your path. The Lord really is our strength. I was visiting Donnie in rehab a few months before he died, and he said to me, "Dad, I don't seem to have any faith, and I'm not sure what it is or how it works." I said to him, "Donnie, for a Christian, faith is something that you believe in that you can't see or touch, and for me, it is God. When you pray to God for help with something, and he answers your questions in his own way and time frame, your faith gets a little stronger each time. He wants you to believe in him and know that he will answer your prayers in his own way. The key, however, is not stepping on God's toes and telling him how or when to answer your prayers. Pretty soon you will start believing that he will answer you in the best way if you just let him and have faith." Donnie, like many others who are addicted, don't want to listen to their friends or family because they feel that we haven't been through what they have. I tried to get him interested in music, bought him a saxophone, and he traded it for drugs. I really didn't know what to do for him or where to go with this. I was so frustrated and confused. I decided to pray to God about this, and God led me to telling Donnie what happened to me. I said to Donnie, for 2 years, I was addicted to meth, and I didn't care about anything except for sex. One day, while looking in the mirror, I realized that the drugs were plastic and phony. I asked myself what was really important to me in my life, and the answer was music. I realized that I wasn't practicing, teaching, writing, or performing, and doing the blessings that God gave me. My music was more important than the drugs, so I just quit cold turkey. He did, however, start listening to me better because he didn't know that I had been through some of the same things that he had. He was a little shocked. I still look at him as the innocent little boy growing up that I love so much. I have several photos of him on my dresser, and sometimes I cry when I look at them. I then ask God to give me strength to know that he is watching over Donnie and that he is not in any way in any pain anymore. And it gives me comfort to know that. God is our strength, and we should never forget that. Amen.